Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Ponch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, A Firm Foundation.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise person who built their house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built their house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel today is one that I have had to wrestle with over the years, and so I hope my wrestling will ease your anxiety as it has mine. If properly understood, this Gospel is not just consoling, but very heartening and a positive message. Jesus says, not everyone will enter the kingdom of heaven. This is a tough statement, which seems to talk of the future. And if you don't get into heaven, you are going to hell. But Jesus, or really Matthew, is not talking about the future, but the present. We become part of the kingdom when we embrace the gospel, something we do many times in the course of a lifetime. Every time I receive the Eucharist, I embrace the kingdom as Jesus re-enters my life. My life, I can say, is built on the rock of Jesus. I have celebrated many weddings, and among other parts of the ceremony, the couples choose the gospel. Many of them have chosen this gospel, but the gospel they choose ends at, "The house had been built solidly on rock." And that is good enough. We do not need to emphasize the negative, especially on the wedding day. There's an old song that says, "Build your love on a firm foundation. Happiness will follow you." Every couple getting married know that they will have to work on their love continuously. You don't stop when you have said your wedding vows. Barack Obama, in his biography, A Promised Land, speaks of his marriage to Michelle and how she needed to forgive him for becoming president. After his term was up, he said they could finally work on this and renew their love. This happens to all of us in our relationship with God, too. It needs to be built and rebuilt on the rock of love. At the end of his life, Jesus on the cross says, "It is consummated. It is finished." I think that will happen with all of us. As we fall into the arms of God, our life is consummated. It is completed. And we have eternal love forever. Today is the feast day of St. Francis Xavier, one of the great Jesuit saints, and he knew St. Ignatius, and he spent his life as a missionary in India, the city of Goa in India is very much St. Francis Xavier's city. He's a reminder to us that we have to share the faith that we love. Thank you for listening.